Early last year, lawmakers shot down a bill to allow major casinos in South Florida. But now they're reconsidering that decision and possibly changing other state laws on gambling. And that has plenty of people concerned.
We believe it is a cannibalization of all good industries. It swallows up the art scene, impacts social and community values, and brings lawlessness and more crime.
That's Dana Boyd, an activist with the No Casinos organization. She was among the nearly 200 people who showed up to the Gaming Committee's public meeting at Broward College in Coconut Creek.
We want to educate our people here in the state of Florida. Now you're bringing in more casino with lower paying jobs. We've been fighting to get high paying jobs in the state.
A study presented to the committee this month found that expanded gambling would have minimal economic effects. Researchers from Spectrum Gaming Group said this is because Florida is already saturated with gambling. Carol Bowen is in favor of expanding gaming. She represents the Florida East Coast chapter of Associated Builders and Contractors.
A number of our members are engaged in this industry on the building, the renovating. The jobs that they get through this process are good, quality, high-paying jobs. They support small businesses, and they help support one of the biggest industries in Florida, which, when it's doing well, Florida is doing well.
The Senate committee has scheduled three more workshops across the state in Lakeland, Pensacola, and Jacksonville. I'm Rachel Morello in Coconut Creek.